have a story for you. Get ready for the raw, unscripted stories brought to you from our living rooms in real time as we go through life together. Three girls, I'm Angie.
I'm Amber.
I'm Celine.
One big bottle of wine and special guest appearances that you don't want to miss. Guaranteed to be the most dramatic season yet.
OMG.
We are actually finally here, guys. Season one finale. Can you even believe
wow,
it?
Wow, I can't believe it.
I also love that we've gone through each one of our birthdays on this podcast because it started.
That's right.
Yeah, it started on my birthday
weekend.
Mm-hmm. Andrea, it had been your idea because I think you already kind of were in the podcast world a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. It was so crazy. So yeah, Celine was here for Amber's birthday and we were just talking about, well, basically we were just like girl talking the whole time. And Amber, you've mentioned, which you'll talk about in a minute, but you've mentioned how you and Celine had been wanting to start a podcast. Yeah. You had this whole vision for it. And I had been wanting to start a podcast too. And I'd been researching how to actually start a podcast. And so I was like,
our conversation was so good. You were like, we should record this.
There's probably some alcohol involved with that.
We had plenty of wine, oh, yeah. Hence one big bottle of wine. And we were sitting in my like home office / guest bedroom / Casey's room when he visits. And we were like, wait. I was like, everyone stop talking. We should record this. And then you guys were like, okay.
Sure, why not?
Right? And then I was like, well, let's like quick record an intro since we're all here too. Because if we're going to publish this, we need an intro. So we're like, okay, what's it going to be about? And we're like, I don't know. And we're like, just whenever we call each other and tell each other stories. And so that's how the title came about. And yep. Then we were talking about the intro and literally this all came together in one night. We hit record.
One night.
We did the intro. I made them read some scripts.
So many times.
For some outros so that I could
Angie being type one bitch. Type one printed out scripts for us within mm-hmm. a few minutes. And here we are.
So literally later, the next day I uploaded our first podcast episode.
Yeah, that's great.
And it's been weekly ever since. And mm-hmm. so, why don't you guys talk about what you were...
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was, I had just moved into my apartment.
Oh, yeah. So we literally were discussing the peen of 2019.
Right.
And we were discussing the bench, which obviously everyone knows what the bench is. And we literally bought a poster board and markers. And I mean, this was like an ordeal. We were seeing like who was going to make it into the next year. We were getting rid of anyone on the bench who was carrying over. So we sat down. I'll never forget. We had breakfast the next morning and we were sitting down at breakfast and we didn't bring a pen and paper. So we were writing on a napkin.
On a napkin.
Ideas.
Oh, that's right.
For a podcast. And we're like, we just have so many stories to tell. And I would listen to me, you know, of course, but I'm like, it's amazing how things just kind of unfolded. And it was like a podcast match.
Well, not only that, so. But Amber had just moved in with me. So we didn't even know each other. Right. And yeah. So when we had all of our girl talk, we're like, oh, I have a story about this. I have a story about that.
Right.
And our energies just clicked so well. And then Celine, you came to visit like pretty much one of the first weekends she lived in the house. And it was just all done from there.
Well, you have to imagine. So what happened was I had just moved to Fort Lauderdale. It was January 1st.
Yep.
And I had spent New Year's Eve with Celine in West Palm and we had partied hard, did all this stuff. And like at that point, I mean, I had a zombie call that night. Celine had a zombie that night. Like, mm-hmm. you know, there's all these things that had happened. So we're, you know, just hanging out. But I was talking to my boss and we were just talking about all these different dudes. And he actually mentioned how Barstool does their pizza reviews, how we should do a dude review, like how whatever, which guys are actually going to make the cut and that sort of thing. And that's when the bench was created. And I call Celine. Yes. I'm like, hey, you're coming on down to Fort Lauderdale on your way. Pick up poster board, pick up post-it notes. Like I'm not type one, but I was ready to like organize this thing.
She
out.
Was. We were I gonna... was impressed.
So we drew pictures. Like I said, nicknames at the time. We had nicknames, but we made them into pictures of each one.
Oh yeah. Model, security. We had a lot.
So I'm sorry, squad. You hadn't heard about all of the bench members of 2019 because we got rid of them.
Yes, irrelevant.
Yeah, coming into 2020.
Irrelevant.
But I thought it would be so great as this wrap up to figure out, all right, who now do we have on this bench? All of these characters that we've mentioned that we know and love. Who's getting...
Some of them we love. Some of them we don't.
Yeah. Who is going to make it into season two on the starting lineup of I Have a Story for You podcast? Who's kind of staying on the bench? And who is just getting traded? Just getting traded. Mm. But Celine, I think you have our sponsor.
I do. Oh, I'm so excited. So tonight's sponsor is the lovely Premier Cru Chablis wine.
This episode is unofficially sponsored by Wedigan.
Yes, by Chablis Premier Cru. And yes, it is as delicious as it sounds. Okay.
And I'm sorry, what language was that? Does it happen to be one that you speak?
Yes.
Are you half French?
Take
a shot.
Salute.
Cheers. Yay. How did you get that bottle of wine? I think you have a bench update for the squad.
Bottle of wine from...
So basically the guy that we talked about on the last This Can't Wait episode.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So 3-hour call guy is now in town guy. And funny story. So he didn't really realize that we were recording in separate locations. So he dropped off 2 bottles of wine for us.
So sweet. To your house.
Note. And so to my house, I'm drinking it right now for you both. Right. I apologize.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
So for anyone who doesn't know, Celine's recording from Florida where she lives, and Amber and I are in Nashville.
Yes. See, what your new friend doesn't realize is that if I was in town, I would literally be at your house all of the time. So he would have seen me before.
Yes.
Now,
absolutely. Oh no, he knows you very well. Cause we discussed the drinking water thing, which we'll get into later.
But yeah. She drinks water.
How loudly you drink water.
It's bad. So okay. Bad. So I chug water. Okay. I don't like the little sips. No, if I need to get my water intake for the day, if I'm thirsty, I drink a lot of it. I don't like take little sips. And then I'm out of breath because you can't breathe and drink water at the same time.
It's impressive, you guys. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was like an entire liter that I've seen her just.
Oh my God.
Be a one champion. Gulp. What is that thing?
The chugger.
What is that thing called? The funnel with like the tube. What is it called?
A keg?
Oh my God. No, a not a keg.
No.
No. Beer bong. Beer pong. Beer bong. Beer bong.
It's not a beer pong.
Beer bong? Beer bong? Yeah.
A
funnel at the top.
If I had a beer bong of water, I would be the champion.
Yeah, you would be the champion.
Okay.
I would.
Fair enough. Anyway, so 3-hour phone call guy delivered you 2 bottles of wine.
Yeah.
And the sponsored wine is called
It's Chablis. We'll just say it's a Chablis. It's a crisp French white wine.
Okay, but hang on. Delicious. I need the update of what happened between y'all were going to meet up to him bringing you wine.
Like, yeah.
So what happened?
So
the official bench update.
We had dinner. Oh God. So yeah, we had dinner and obviously we got along because I'm getting presents. So yeah.
And y'all did the fourth together and everything, right? Like y'all.
Yeah. We snuck into the Breakers Hotel to their pool and it was fun. It was really relaxing, to be honest with you. I guess like, obviously we spent 3 hours on the phone together so we can have a conversation, which is really nice.
So what I love about this bench update is that we talk about, you know, we definitely made definitions for douchebag, ooshbag, and loochebag, and bouge, and all this stuff. And this guy. Yeah, this guy's none of those. And
no, he's not. Not yet.
So far.
Right, right. So TBD. But I think that this is great practice. We are graduating from the ooshbags. And I was thinking the other day that now we're just going to have
a competition,
cheers. You and I, on like whose bench is the nicest.
Oh, I'm not even in that competition.
That's the thing. That's the competition.
Angie.
Now. Who can have the nicest bench?
You need to go on an average of 2 dates a week.
What?
In order to, like, weed them out.
We just talked about how you were exhausted from
it's a numbers game.
Dating schedule, but.
Numbers game.
2 a week?
Yes. Hello? What do you do every night of the week? Like,
I watch Married at First Sight.
And kidding. That's why you're not married.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
But I did tell her that, like, I think there is something about, like, we talk about manifesting and putting things out to the universe, and I'm still very, very new at all that. But I think there is something about trying to put your best foot forward and actually being out. I think there is a cost benefit analysis of, you know, when does it get to be too much as far as what time are you being, are you quote unquote wasting on maybe somebody who doesn't deserve it? But for somebody who does, like, you're not going to know until they kind of get that chance. I don't know. Actually, I think this is perfect. This is a perfect, like, teeing up for Angie's bench update.
Okay. Bench update. Should I talk about Mr. Manifesto Producer?
Oh, sure. I was going to go into 4th of July.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I never heard about that.
Yeah. I just wanted to kind of wrap it up with a bow. Manifesto Producer, the guy that I manifested, unfortunately, won't be making it into the starting lineup for season 2 because we did go out to dinner and it was like the best conversation. We literally shut down the restaurant. Like, they were vacuuming and we had to leave. But it was like bestie conversation type.
No chemistry.
Like, no sexual chemistry whatsoever. And I don't know that he felt like that, but definitely that was the thought on my end. Greatest guy ever. He's really good friends with one of my girlfriends. So, like, you know, I'm sure I'll see him again and I want to. Like, I want to be friends with him, but definitely not like not a romantic sexual thing. And then the 4th of July guy.
Well, who's 4th of July guy?
Yeah, he just came out
of
nowhere.
Did I miss something?
No, he just came out of nowhere. So it's actually really funny.
Okay.
Remember when Tinder banned me and we lost Margarita Man?
Oh my God, Margarita Man.
No. Okay, wait, we'll get to him later. Oh. But when I was talking about this guy that I like, Mr. Margarita Man, on one of the former episodes, this new guy that I met on Bumble listened to the episode and he thought it was him. Because it was like the same story of like what we had been talking about.
Oh my God. So
very much
super funny.
Yeah. Very much so parallel to just like a guy, random guy I met on Bumble, super nice. So he ended up, we were supposed to hang out the night before 4th of July. We were going to like meet up at a park and like do drinks at the park, social distancing. And come to find out he was staying with a friend who, or he's living with one of his best friends who his girlfriend in town. And he was like, would you want to come down to Franklin and watch the fireworks show? Like, you know, whatever. So yeah. I ended up going and hanging out with his friends and it was such a fun like night. And he was so nice, such a gentleman. His friends were really cool.
Was he hot?
The fireworks. He's very cute.
Okay.
I think he might have fibbed about his height. He said he was 5'11" and he was more like 5'8".
Men usually lie about by 2.
Long story short, we had a great time. And then I came back home that night and didn't hear from him for 2 days because apparently he dropped his phone in the lake.
Just got a new phone. He did message and like let you know.
Oh, yeah. He's like the sweetest guy ever. Like, he's such a great guy. I'm sure I'll see him again. But I really don't have an update. It's just the last guy I went out
with. No, I was going to say, we were talking about going on 2 dates a night and whatever. And then like last night.
2 dates in a week.
Oh, sorry, a week.
Not a night. I mean, you could do 2 dates in one night. But
that's an Amber move.
That's kind of a lot.
So we were in my room last night because, side note, if you don't know, having Angie as a roommate means that
it's the best.
She just comes in all the time. Like, I'm naked brushing my teeth and Angie's just on my bed.
I was staying there and I'm butt ass naked. And I really don't care. But Angie walks in, she goes, oh, you're naked. I'm like,
no,
yeah.
That's different though. Yeah, that's different. I'm butt ass naked brushing my teeth. I turn around, Angie's casually lounging on my bed. And I was like, oh, hi. Okay. Like,
she was staring at that ass.
No, granted, I didn't even realize she was like butt ass naked brushing her teeth. And then she turns around and I'm like, oh, hi.
Did you not see her ass? It's real hard to miss.
Yeah, it is a little. Thanks,
I just wasn't paying attention.
Anyways, so we were just talking about, you know, life in general. And homeboy messaged her and you were just talking about how, I guess, how to kind of keep it going, keep the conversation going because you would like to see him again, but obviously you're probably not going to hang out till either on a weekend or later on or whatever it is and kind of how to get to that point. But Angie's so funny because she's so picky. What did you say? You were like, can we just save this entire conversation for when I see you again? Like, I don't want to talk to you at all.
I didn't actually say that, but in a perfect world, I hate the like texting back and forth. If I really like someone, I'll text you all day. But if I don't know that I like you yet, I'd rather just like, hey, what's the plan for the next time I'm going to see you? And then we'll talk then rather than like a bunch of banter back and forth. I didn't end up saying that to him. I like did a couple texts and then said I was going to bed, but I just hate the whole texting game.
I think with each person, there's a like different like vibes with the conversation. Mm-hmm. Just different people communicate differently. But it's nice when you trust that that person will get to you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like when you know someone's just busy, but they always come back and then they respond to you and they actively participate in the conversation. It just may not be like within 5 minutes, you know, but if you,
I just had a moment of panic.
What?
Because earlier today he texts me and I still haven't texted him back. And that was hours and hours ago.
Andy,
I do this all the time. I do this all the time.
Oh my God. Because
what he said to me, which Celine, you'll appreciate this, why I'm annoyed. And Amber, okay. You already know because I sent you both a screenshot. His text was, "How was your day?"
Yeah. Okay. Everyone. Side note.
Okay.
PSA.
Screw both of you because you know what?
No. PSA.
No.
Get that out of your repertoire. Yeah, that needs to be out of the toolbox.
No. Hold on a second.
Celine, what?
Okay. So if you don't really know somebody that well yet, they're just trying to make conversation. Give the poor guy a break. No,
I know. But the point is, don't try to make conversation with me. In a lazy way.
Have something to say.
You're being lazy saying, how was your day? You're putting the work on me.
No, he's asking you.
No.
Because women love to talk and we love to talk about our shit. And
no, I hate that. I literally hate it.
No, it's worse if he says it the other way. So today I went here and I did this and blah, blah, blah. You're going to think he's an egotistical son of a bitch.
No.
He's asking you how your day was to open the conversation and then start it.
No, it's a lazy way to open a conversation. A good way to open a conversation would be to send a funny meme or like to say,
but
you know,
that's your
something.
Preference.
No, but that's your, like,
no,
WMHS. What would Matthew Hussey say?
And oh that is it, a no,
Matthew
seriously.
Hussey would say the guy's actually just trying to talk to you, but you're being so picky.
No, I will literally find a YouTube. I guarantee you Matthew Hussey has talked about this and
so
I will
post it on our
Instagram. So if the guy
says, how was your day, it means he's an asshole?
No, of course
no,
not.
No, it doesn't. It's
that's
just
what I'm saying, but he deserves a response.
It's just, he deserves a response for sure. I just forgot to respond to him.
Send him a funny meme. That's my day. How was yours? Right. You have to play into what you want. Otherwise, they'll never know.
So, okay,
you can't assume.
You're shouting in my ear. We're not trying to say that you are like an awful human. No, it's not. We're not saying you're an awful human. But I'm with Angie. I hate the like, how was your day text messages. For example, Mr. Memorable, he'll send that, but he'll say something in addition to that. So like, hey, I'm sitting at the car dealership doing da 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 da. How's your day going? You know, it's obviously easier. They've already hung out one time. So if he can reference something that like happened while they were together or like whatever, like it's just, you've put some thought. You and I have talked about this, Celine. Like, I want to know that, yes, you want to have a conversation with me, but it's like you're not just searching for like something to say. I know that Party Boy used to do this to you all the time. It was just like
Playboy.
It's like, hey, how are you? Or hey, how's your day? Or whatever. And
what's
it was like that? Annoying.
Oh my God, I can't stand that.
It's annoying. See, like now you understand what we're saying. Like it's easier to be like, listen, if you had never, ever, ever seen or spoken to this guy before, then like, yeah, sure, whatever. But
but one date, you don't know each other after one date. Give the guy a break.
Yeah. I mean, listen, she's going to text him back, but it's just like, you can say something else other than just, hey, how was your day? I'm a big advocate for if you start a conversation because you want to talk to the person. So have something to talk about.
Right.
No one ever really cares how your day went because everyone's
I disagree. When someone asks me how my day was, I tell them I did this and this and this. It was great. It sucked. How was yours? Like I literally make a conversation with
him. But here's the thing. Then after once he answers that question, then that conversation's done. Womp, womp.
No, then he has the opportunity to keep it going.
But like, why doesn't he just open with whatever he was, the keep it going, whatever, then open with that.
But maybe he just wanted to have a conversation and that was an opener. And then you can pick things about your day and those bring back new topics. And then you talk about it.
Yeah. I'm just saying more often than not, no, I'm going to be bored by that comment. Doesn't make you a bad person. I'm just saying it makes you less interesting.
I think it just makes us really picky bitches and we're all single. So I think
this picky bitch over here has gotten plenty of dates and I don't get the I don't get the how is your day text message. Like I get much better, higher quality text messages. I guarantee
As do I, but I don't like because someone says that I'm not going to be like, oh, oh okay, my God.
I'm calling
it's the
you
response.
Out,
it's the response that matters.
I'm calling you out because Party Boy would text you, how was your day? Or something like that. And then
Playboy.
But then he didn't answer. And that would make a problem.
You are making my point for me. You are making my point for me.
Not everyone's the same. Because I've also gotten that from other people and we have a great conversation.
I would love for you to go through your text messages and like prove me wrong, but I'm right. So it's okay. We're going to move on. But speaking of Party Boy.
Agree to disagree. Agree to disagree.
Shots have been fired. I'm waving the white flag. It's all good.
Just one thing. I will text him back and I'm going to be nice and it's
fine.
And
she wants to see him again.
I do want to see him again. I literally forgot to text him back because instead of texting him back, I screenshot it and sent it to you guys. And I was like, oh.
Well,
and then I got busy with work.
We have issues. But okay, so perfect though. I need to know about Party Boy. Party Boy's mine. Playboy.
I was like, I'm so confused right now.
We're back to the
non-existent topic. He was not even worth like discussing.
Do you think Party Boy or do you think Playboy would be upset to find out that you're talking to his friend 3-hour phone call guy?
I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Praise.
I mean, I really don't. I really.
I just didn't know the dynamics there.
Oh no, it's not his friend. They've literally met. They've met twice.
Oh, okay.
So it's no. Oh, okay.
Cool.
That's nice. He's only relevant for the introduction, and it is what it is.
Perfect.
And I'm glad you said that because I was about to talk a lot of shit, and I'm just gonna hold it back.
Hold it back just a little bit. Just because I've already confused the two. Party Boy, I don't know if I've even told y'all.
Party Boy is from way back.
Yeah,
this is the beginning of season one.
But we, like, the last time.
I don't know that we've even talked about him much.
Not really. We went on some really fun dates. I think, when I talked to Alex Sugarman, it was more of like, I was a
trauma therapist.
Right. I was like making out with him or whatever, like hanging out with Party Boy and didn't feel as comfortable with the other gentleman that I was hanging out with, like physically. And I mean, nothing ever, it was super PG guys, but still like, I wish I had like juicier stories to tell you, but anyway, we knew that he was going to be like fun and a good time. And so I was trying to hit him up when Salim was coming into town. So I'm like, hey, if you guys want to like socially distance at a bar,
she showed me his picture.
I was socially distance on a patio or something.
I was like,
exactly. But like, he's a fun time and I'm sure he has cute friends and
he was very, good looking.
Extremely. But anyway, so I think I may or may not be on his bench. I actually might have totally just been traded and didn't realize it, but I never heard from him. So I don't.
You haven't heard from him in like.
I got ghosted, guys.
Yeah, ghosted. Like ghosted. At least a month.
It's been bad. I think that's the only ghost I've had this season. But I have to admit that Pool Boy kind of turned into a ghost, but we ghosted each other.
It was a mutual ghosting.
Who texted last. Yeah, which I think is totally fine. I think it's like, hey, it just didn't work out. Obviously, you know, things started shutting back down. It was hard to hang out again. Neither one of us really like made an effort to see each other. So that's totally fine. No hard feelings. Pool Boy, still shout out. Love you. But then the only ones I think that we mentioned that, like, I have to admit, I turned into a zombie because we know zombies come out during the holidays. And we just had a holiday. We had the 4th of July.
You zombied him?
I didn't zombie them. I zombied Voice Memo Guy and Farm Boy.
Oh.
Yeah, I slid into the DMs, just like commented on their stuff. They had like really cute stories. I zombied. What?
I forgot to tell you guys.
What?
Speaking of ghosting or zombieing and guys from the past, there is this guy that I met probably a couple years ago. I met him at a party and we hit it off, kind of. I mean, like, I just thought he was cute. I don't know if he thought I was cute, but I was like, oh, this is a cute one. Well, then he moved to Florida and I was like, Shut up. And so he moved to Florida and he's lived in Florida for like 2 years and he's moving back.
Oh, when is he moving back?
He's moving back. We're going to call him Destin Guy and stay tuned in season
two. So wait, have you spoken? Like, you've obviously spoken to him?
I mean, barely. He just told me via Instagram DMs that he's moving back.
So, did you answer the DM? Okay.
Yeah. It's all good. We're going to hang out when he gets back for sure.
I love those slippery DMs, guys. Just slide on in and out.
And it's really cool because he's friends with a bunch of my guy friends.
Oh, perfect.
So I know that he's actually like a really cool guy.
So yeah, I will admit to my zombieing, but you know, I'm a huge fan of those slippery slopes and slide into the DMs. And I think you have a update. Big Chuck guy.
Okay, so Big update. Chuck guy, I hate even talking about him. Yeah. it's just like, he's not a,
I don't even know who Big Chuck guy is.
He's the one that pulled her out of the episode we ever recorded.
No.
Yeah. It was first or second.
It was zombies in quarantine.
That's right. Okay. The microwave thing. Yep.
He should be microwave guy. It's easier to remember because we don't know why he's called Big Truck guy.
He was like, here's the thing. I was just excited that Salim was finally dating like a somewhat, what I thought was kind of like country dude. Ew. And turned out he was like fake country, which is no, okay.
Like especially, he had a lifted truck.
Yeah. Especially Florida it was awful. Fake country. Okay.
Anyways.
When I started talking to him, I remember I was with him one night and he got a call from his ex-girlfriend. And she was like crying. He was outside on the phone for like 45 minutes. And like, I'm not dealing with that shit. And all he did was bitch about her. Oh, she doesn't appreciate me, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But the only thing he said that he liked about her was her ass. So, and he is very superficial. So I'm not surprised, but I was just like, wow, wow, wow.
Well, it does also go back to like, thou protest too much. You know, it's like, if I sat here and talked about, because I've had some exes that were like shitty, but if I sat and like talked about them, I obviously am kind of somewhat obsessed about with them still. Yeah. And so there's like, they're always still in your mind. And it's like,
I talk about my exes from 10 years ago.
But it's like not with your guy that you're dating. Like, and you don't complain about some dude. If you do, then that's not good. You need to work through some shit.
I haven't dated a guy in a long time.
But
so.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, Celine was like a new girl that he was hanging out with. And so like,
that's a no-no.
Transitioning into Angie's ghost baseball boy. Celine, I don't know if we told you, but we tried to do some investigative work and I feel like I'm a Dateline.
Listen,
RIP baseball boy.
Why didn't you call me? I should have been a private investigator. I will find shit. Like I make it happen, but
we
try.
Hey,
you're good too.
Hey, we're still, we can still continue this investigation. We haven't found anything out. He still owes me the cost of our wedding invites. He still owes me the cost of our canceled venue.
Yeah.
Squad. Did you send him a Venmo request? Actually, if you have any information about Margarita Man, that's actually who we care about because Tinder deleted Angie and we can't
Tinder
find Margarita Man.
Me.
So what was his? Oh, I guess we can't really say his name, but okay.
Alex.
Okay. Alex, anyone in Nashville or in Franklin, if you have any information about some guy named Alex that enjoys a good margarita and is new to town, right?
Yeah. Hit me up.
Please slide into those DMs because we're looking for him.
Uh-huh.
He needs to be on the bench.
But baseball boy. Yeah. So it's so weird how he ghosted.
Yeah.
And it's so weird that like, it just seems like there's something to the story we don't know.
I would agree. So, there's something shady.
I only hung out with him like three times and caught him in like
major lies.
Huge lies.
Well, like even like the whole baseball thing, we were like Googling that and whatever and like couldn't find anything about it. And I mean, I worked in sports, so I know that like there's certain things that are just going to have to be on there. Like if you played, even if you played in like the minors, we should be able to find you.
Yeah. So he told us he played for a major league baseball team. Yeah,
even if it was only for a
couple
days.
Told me the team. Yeah. Told me the team. And we literally Googled his name. And I know his first, middle, and last name.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Here's the thing. I mean, I pride myself in my investigative skills. Like even with, listen, in full disclosure, even with like Party Boy, I was like, have you checked his tagged photos? And you're like, oh, no, I haven't done
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because
like,
I don't
you know, I mean, if you want to find shit out.
Playboy, you mean. Playboy.
Oh, sorry. Playboy. So, I mean, you didn't care enough. But like there's things that like if you want to find out things or whatever, like there's ways around it. And I pride like whatever. Maybe I'm psycho. But like you can find these things out. And
so I pride myself
right,
on it
and
too.
And so Banji, you're like, oh, I haven't done that yet or whatever. And it was like we tried to like look through and sift through all these things. And
Googled.
Yeah, LinkedIn.
And by the way, I'm an artist manager. I'm pretty thorough. And my coworker is, if not more thorough than me. And she even Googled him and couldn't find him. And she's like really good at sports too, just like you, Amber. And she was like, it's so sketchy.
Yeah. So anyways, he may be married. And
oh my God.
I think I told this.
Yeah. I think he could very well be married.
Know.
He has like, three families and
yeah.
two kids.
Does he have an Instagram?
I don't know. Mm-mm. No, but that girl that he kept tagging does, and we kept checking her shit.
Well,
too.
No, he doesn't have an Instagram, but he does have a Twitter, and he did have a Facebook. But when I called him out about a lie, he deleted his Facebook.
Oh, and what's
that's
what's
even more sketch. Twitter, like,
I know
his Twitter linked to like his MySpace. How embarrassing!
Yeah, and his Twitter like he hasn't even posted He hasn't even posted since like 2014 or 15. So it's not like he uses it. But his profile picture is him and another girl, and all of his tweets from back then was about this girl. Like they were in a relationship. And when I asked him about it, he was like, "Oh no, that was just a joke. Like
no,
I wasn't.
That's
we weren't
not
actually
a
dating.
Joke. Okay. Yeah, no,
it's not a joke. Like why would you? I've met you 3 times. Why do you have to lie to me about that? And then
so weird.
Me, like, because I called him out on that and I called him out about, he lied about his age. Anyway, the whole thing's super sketchy. And I think he has like a big major secret to tell. Yeah. Celine, I would love to get you involved in the investigation skills, not because I don't care at all what he's doing, but at this point it's just fun.
Yeah. Now it's entertaining.
It's a challenge.
Did we investigate the Bumble dude that he came from? Hello, that's the source.
this is why we need you.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure he has a ton of shit. You have to go to him, look at his age, look at all of his profiles, where he's with his BFF, and go to the source.
Okay, that means I have to like, does that mean I have to re-download my Bumble again? Oh gosh, you guys, I just got rid of all that.
Yeah, you have to. You got rid of your Bumble.
I haven't logged in on that stuff since Celine's been here.
Whatever. Anyways, yes, you have to. Because he was matched on your account.
Yeah. No, I know.
So we need to look him up. But we did look up that girl that he dated / didn't date. Yeah. And there's no info on
her stuff. Bench was getting out of control. I couldn't get on
girl,
anymore. Whatever.
You
especially
make
since
my
I
head
when I got rid listen. When mm-hmm. I got rid of, I say got rid of, when Vanilla and Pilot were traded, I like was narrowing down the bench and I felt much better. I was like under control. The bench was under control. As we've already mentioned, Vanilla tried to zombie and, well, sort of. He didn't try to zombie. He just tried to make me feel bad about not giving his book back, but we've handled that. And then Pilot tried to zombie and FaceTime
a
couple times.
That's so weird. But, yeah.
So weird. He's been traded. Wait, what about your Pilot?
Oh, Pilot number two?
Who is?
Nothing. I never even met him. He was a Bumble guy that I never met.
Yeah, exactly. Who's Pilot number
yeah,
two?
Yeah, exactly. Because he's not, okay, I can't say memorable. Yeah, Mr. Memorable. Yeah.
So I guess to wrap up the bench updates, speaking of Mr. Memorable, kind of what happened. So we know that Angie is in love with My Easter Man, but we have been discussing a trade with Easter Man because you guys, I like have decided that I, you know, have stronger feelings Mr. Memorable and the Vegas guy. And so I was like, all right, it's not really fair because Easter Man is literally the best human.
But you guys are like really good friends. It's different. You're on a different level.
But I haven't like communicated that to him. And so Angie and I sat here and like we're trying to figure out, you know, the best way to do that and that sort of thing. And I kind of had some clarity about like just we joke around about this bench and like why we build a bench and the whole reason behind it. And I know it sounds like we're just, you know, like, oh, we want to have a ton of guys and go on these dates and da-da-da. And
not obviously, the case.
No, like we're trying to find our future person, our partner. But, you know, to do that, we go on these dates and build a bench and yada yada. But I think like when you have to stop that bench is when you really do start developing feelings or if another person on the bench, if someone on the bench is developing stronger feelings for you and you realize like,
I don't feel the same way.
Right. Right. It's, we talked about this investment for investment, right? So if like one investment's stronger, like you got to, you know, reevaluate what's going on. And I know I told y'all about it, but I haven't told the squad. I got called out hard and like squad,
wait,
I don't
what?
Know
when?
If y'all have seen it. When we posted the Amber's bench update.
Oh, I remember this. Okay.
And an old friend of mine who...
It's about to get dark.
Oh,
yeah, is like, he's... I know. He's great. And like, we've hung out and it was one of those timing situations, right? Like, I met him and he was so hot, or I thought he was so hot, and he had a girlfriend at the time and like exchanged numbers, but like never really talked. And then there'd be a time where he was single and we would talk, but like, then I wouldn't be single or
it was timing.
Whatever. It was just like... Right. And he's lived in a different state, yada, yada, yada. But we've seen each other a handful of times and they've like been there for each other, if you will, during some difficult times.
And we
always got along. Right. Well, we did that bench update and he wrote me this novel about like, I can't believe you would do this and like date somebody for 2 months and da, da, da. I mean, like I got caught out hard. What? And I had like a moment, right? I had a moment of like, wait, am I doing something wrong? And I was like, no, wait, whenever I realized that, you know, after a couple of months of hanging out with somebody that it wasn't, the investment wasn't as strong, we ended things. And like, that's how it should be. So anyway, that's why Easterman update is getting traded. So listen, y'all, slide into those DMs because I'm actually like really upset about giving, like trading him because I'm jealous of the next girl who dates him because he's awesome. Right. No, I definitely want to keep him as a friend. But yeah, I'm really into Mr. Memorable. He is probably the best. I mean, he hasn't brought over 2 bottles of wine yet. I mean, he's only bought Angie tacos.
Listen, this is, he's on trial to be a starter. Okay. He's on trial.
On trial?
No.
Sounds awful.
Tryout? Maybe a tryout.
I'm sorry. Trial sounds a little bit.
You're like judge going to jail.
He's in tryouts right now. He's in,
right.
Like he's in 2 days. Like he's in tryouts.
He's in conditioning.
He's in conditioning. Training. To be honest, he doesn't need training. He's in tryouts.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, so anyways, you know, I like Mr. Memorable. And then of course I've had a crush on Vegas guy for literally almost a decade. Yeah. So
we all have, I think all three of us on this call have a quote unquote Vegas guy. The one guy that's just been there for a long time.
Oh, I was like, wait, you guys know guys in Vegas too?
No. But we,
I got really excited.
No, I each do of too. Us have, I have my young, I, yeah, have my young I know one you do. That I love and I will love, oh, for love forever.
Right. No, you're right, Angie.
Each of us have a quote unquote Vegas guy who is the guy that has been there for a few years that we care deeply for. But, and Amber, this doesn't as apply to you as much as it does for me and Celine, but like Celine and I have realized in the past year or so that this person is not our forever person, and that's okay. Like everyone's here for a season or a reason, or what's that quote?
A season or a reason
or a lifetime. Yeah. And so Celine and I have realized that this guy for us probably is, anything can happen, but probably isn't our person because we're not on the same page about a lot of things.
And that doesn't mean they can't be a lifetime friend.
Right, exactly. Right. And I believe that they can be a lifetime friend. But Amber has, the guy for her is Vegas guy. And right now she's in a season where she doesn't know if that's the case or not.
But I think I've come to a really good point in my life too, where like he has been in that category for so long that if he goes back into that category, like I'm okay with it. Like, listen, would I prefer things otherwise? Yeah, probably. But I do
not
really
setting expectations.
No, and I have such a good time with him and really, really enjoy our time together to where like, listen, if that's it, I have enjoyed every second of it and like we're good to go. And I will cherish that. Keep it in the Rolodex. We all know I got, you know, this Rolodex that I enjoy.
Yeah, no, but you talk a game, but at the same time,
I care about
people
him for
that you
sure.
really care about, you know, and that's, that's what's important, you know?
Yeah, we're good with it though. Yeah. But so the biggest binge update is honestly, unfortunately, not any of us. It's our favorite fan slash guest slash photographer slash marketer
and official promoter.
It's
Casey.
Casey at the wheel on Instagram.
Is that what it is now?
I think he changed it because we made fun of him because it was like Casey dot at the that yeah, was awful.
Dot.
Anyways, but he's tagged in everything, so just go check him out. Anyways, he has a bitch update. Y'all check it out. We
really pulled
it
off.
We did.
Gold star, high fives all around. We kind of played a trick on this girl that he has started to really like and go on dates with. And we told her that we were doing a surprise for him and like, hey, we, you know, whatever, want to surprise Casey with something really sweet. Will you come on the podcast? And yeah, we pulled one over on her.
So we're just going to slide this in. We just got off the phone with her and we want you guys to hear what happened.
Yeah, check it out.
So, okay, Alana. We brought you here, as you know, because we love Casey, our friend Casey McKibben, who we've mentioned on many podcast episodes. I don't know if you've ever listened to the podcast, but we talk about him a lot. And
like, I need to listen to these.
Yeah. I mean, ever since the first episode, we've been talking about Casey because Casey was actually at our house when we started the podcast.
He's such a sweetheart.
Yeah. So we had had this idea. Well, what we told you is we really wanted to do something sweet for him because he's always doing really nice things for us. He's our number one podcast promoter. Yeah, for everyone.
We put him to work every time he's here, basically.
Always fixing like, a sink, like just the best guy.
Taking our pictures.
Yeah, our photographer.
We forced him to be our photographer.
Yeah, so sweetest guy ever. So we asked Casey for your number and we were like, we need to get Alana involved because we want to do something really sweet for Casey. And I know that you live near Casey. But that was a lie we told you.
Yeah, we've been lying to you this whole time.
Because
yeah,
we...
Surprise.
We had this idea that was actually Casey's idea, like way back in the day, mm-hmm. that we were going to do like a mini matchmaking series where we're going to have all these girls and like Celine, Amber, and I were going to pick like 8 to 10 girls. And then we were going to set Casey up on like Zoom dates and like narrow it down to one. And then he was going to take the winner on like a helicopter ride. And so we've all been planning this. Like I had girls on deck, like it's a whole thing. We were about to get it going.
But he didn't know like the details of what we were doing.
None of the girls.
It was just an idea. Right. He didn't know anything. Oh, he knew of it, but he didn't know we were in the process.
He didn't know that we actually had girls on deck, like ready to go. So when I called Casey and I was like, hey, we're ready to go. This was your idea. We're lining up the girls. Like, let's do this. He was like, actually,
I've met somebody that I really would like to take instead. And since our whole thing has always been like, Casey, you know, obviously we want to do this for the podcast and everything, but it's still your life, you know, and we support everything he does and, you know, we love who he loves. And we were very excited that he had somebody already in mind that he wanted to do a helicopter date with. And dun, 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 dun.
So we are here to ask you on behalf of Casey, if you would go on this date with him. Now, let me tell you what it'll entail. So he says, this is Casey planned this. We had no part of this plan. He sent this to me.
Planner. It's
crazy. Yeah, definitely is.
He's a planner. So he said, I'll pick her up and I'll bring her favorite flowers. We'll do a St. Pete executive helicopter tour, which includes sunset views of Fort DeSoto, Egmont Key, Anna Maria Island, and the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. And then post-tour would be dinner at a place called Sea Salt, which includes a 4,000-plus bottle wine emporium, Venetian-style fresh seafood from owner Fabrizio Aielli. I'm probably butchering that.
Celine's dying over there.
130 different salts from around the world and an 80-foot raw bar. Dinner will conclude with dessert on the second floor with downtown St. Pete views. Now, the best part is the whole cost of the whole date, Casey's going to match the amount and donate it to a charity of our choice, which we'll all decide on later, but you'll be included in that too. So if you turn it down, you're really turning down charities.
No pressure.
We would hate for you to be an uncharitable person. You know? Yes. You seem philanthropic.
So what do you say, Alana?
Can we cheers to this?
I'll go.
Yay!
Cheers. Yes, I'll go. Yay.
Are you excited? I've never been on a helicopter tour. Have you?
No, I was literally like, grinning when you guys were talking about it. I was like, did he really? Like-
So the real backup story, and I don't think Casey would mind if we tell you, he... A long time before you existed.
Before you were born.
Yeah.
He was going to take this other girl on this helicopter date and he was with Celine and I and we basically were like, no, absolutely not. Like, because it was going to be like a first date and we were just like, no, that's so sweet. But
they were like, you don't waste this on a first date.
You don't deserve
somebody that you actually like get to know the person first. And then once you like the person, then, you know, it can be like a fun thing. And so,
as I'm sure you're well aware, Casey's a sweetheart and he wants to be happy. He wants everyone to be happy. So
and
we're
so,
like, no, Casey.
Since we took that away from him originally and took away his helicopter date, we said, sure, we will let you hold off until you find someone worthy of the helicopter
Very
date.
Special.
So now.
Now that's you.
And now we can't wait to see what happens and how it goes. You have to tell us all about the views and the sunsets and all the things.
We need a full report. Yeah, we'll need a report.
It's so funny because for the longest time, I wouldn't even like, I was like being really short with Casey, like super short for like a, like almost a month.
This is exactly what we preach. Why men love bitches. Exactly. Exhibit A. Continue.
Yeah.
And he literally hit me up all the time on Insta, like would always write on my stuff, like write on my stories. And I'm like, dude, like I'm just
persistent.
Nice.
And so, and like I was finishing nursing school and everything. And I was like, literally just focusing on me. Like, I just want to get done with school. Like, just wait, like, I'm just want to get done. But for some reason, like, I was never like, oh yeah, I'll go on a date, like, whatever. So then he asked me, like, we got talking about, like, my grandma recently passed away and everything. And he was like, well, can I send flowers to your grandma's funeral? And I was like, no, like, do not do that. It's okay. Like, no. And then he did that. And then, I don't know. I was like, okay, well, I need to go on a date with this dude.
Yeah.
And then, like, I met Casey. I was like, what?
I know. It seems almost too good to be true. Like, he was a good dude, but he really is. And I, side note, we talked about, like, he was going to take this other girl and whatever. He doesn't just spend extra time with just anybody. So know that, like, you know, he's put a lot of thought into this and he's really excited to take you on this date specifically. So.
And he told us about you.
I know.
Yeah. He told us about you that he was like really looking forward to like taking you on a date. He was so excited.
Yeah. So this is great. This will be fun. I'm excited for you. It'll be a great time.
I'm super excited.
So thank you for going along with our, you know, our little.
Were you actually surprised or did you have a clue?
Yeah. So like, it was funny cause I was messing with him last week and I was like, so is there any helicopter dates coming up?
What did he say?
And they're like, not like that. Like not talking to me.
No way.
I was just like messing with him. I was like, so you're going to let me know before you go on a helicopter date with somebody or like, am I going to hear about
so
it?
So funny.
And that's amazing.
He didn't give it away, right? He just like went along with it.
I was laughing. He was like, no. He was like, no chance. I was like,
oh, funny.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Right, that's amazing.
We're proud of ourselves for surprising you then too. But
oh yeah.
I'm awful at surprises. So I was like, okay, I need to keep my mouth shut about this one. Like,
well, the thing we're like, how do we get her on here without like ruining it? Of like, what are you know? Well, what like, are we doing?
Just like the girls want to get you on the podcast. I was like, huh? Why me?
That's so cool. Well, I hope that this is the first of many appearances on our podcast.
Yeah, you're welcome back anytime, especially if you got shit to talk. I mean, listen, if he does something worth being on here to make fun of, we praise his name all the time. So if he does something embarrassing, let us know.
Something. We don't have anything on him.
Yeah.
I can't tell you yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Save it for afterwards. Maybe something will happen.
Get the helicopter ride first.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll let you go. Yeah.
But thank you so much for your time, Alana.
You. We're so excited. Keep us posted.
I will. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yay, Casey.
That was so amazing.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. So basically, season one, wrap it up, tie it up with a bow. Who is making it to the starting lineup, guys? Because we know for me, Vegas guy and Mr. Memorable, like for sure, stay tuned. I mean, listen, who knows when season two is starting? And so like a million things could happen between now and then. But for
so
me,
exciting.
Starting lineup for sure. Tootsie Pop guy, he's gone, right? Yeah.
Tootsie Pop guy was never
I'm just kidding.
Here's what we take away from Tootsie Pop guy. Guys, tailor your suit.
Right. Oh, okay. So that was more of like a PSA.
Don't bring an arrangement of Tootsie Pops to a date.
I mean, a first date.
Debatable.
He just wanted to watch you suck on it.
Listen.
Okay. Come on. That's so funny.
You heard it here first, guys.
Okay. Well, I want to say one other thing we've learned in season one is about cross stitch guy.
Oh,
we don't cross stitch for guys.
I've learned that. Okay. Don't be too nice. Listen, I've already made the mistake again of trying to make it on a vacation itinerary.
Yes.
Spoiler alert, I'm currently not on that vacation that Vegas guy is taking. So if that tells you anything, don't be too nice. Just listen. And just one more PSA for the podcast. Yeah, no cross-stitching or chicken noodle soup.
No chicken noodle soup.
We've all had our chicken noodle soup,
guys. No chicken noodle soup.
No chicken noodle soup.
0000.
All right.
Investment for investment.
Yep. Exactly. So starting lineup, season two consists of Mr. Memorable, for sure. Vegas guy, for sure.
If we can ever find Margarita Man.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. Alert, Alex, alert, if alert. You're out there, Alex in Franklin, Tennessee, new to Nashville, likes margaritas.
Angie's looking for you. Is
on Tinder. And then also we have Fireworks guy.
Yes.
Fourth July guy. Super nice. That texts, how is your day?
Over.
We're learning. And then Celine, 3-hour phone call guy. I'm so excited. He brings very nice bottles of wine over. So
yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. I think that this is going to be the most memorable season yet.
Stay tuned. Well, here's the thing. So now the biggest part of this is we need to be able to be a matchmaker for someone else. We did it for Casey. We sent him on this helicopter ride. So who's going to be...
We're going to try to figure out how we can do this in season two in this little break we're going to take. So if anyone has any ideas, please let us know. Or if you are looking for love like we are, obviously we're not experts because we're still single.
But Casey took a play from my playbook.
Sliding into the DMs.
I told him, I can't vouch for what he said once again, but he went out on that chance. I still believe that
he was consistent.
We are here to help you. Let us know if you want to nominate yourself or you got somebody in mind. We are down to send you on a helicopter ride, or Casey will send you on a helicopter ride because,
you need help with your Bumble profile.
Yeah, I got you, girl.
We're really good at that.
Or dude. Guy, girl, whatever. We're here for you.
Guys, girls. So point is, we want to continue playing matchmaker however that looks best. So if you have an idea or if you need help, please hit us up. We're going to be taking a little break to kind of gather our thoughts and figure out what we're good at and how we can best serve you guys going forward, because this has been about us for a lot of
and
this.
Obviously, yeah. And obviously just have kind of flip a it. Collection of more stories because our time apart, we will be living and have a lot of really ridiculous, awesome stories for you guys. So we're excited already.
So Angie, the one last takeaway that Celine's just going to have to bite her tongue about, what is it?
The squad does not have to worry, but rolling into season two, Cinnamon will still be the star of our podcast.
Shout out.
And we are.
Cheers, you guys. Love you so much.
Love you, squad. Yeah.
Congratulations on a season one wrap.
Thanks.
Up.
Don't wrap it up. Just kidding. Wrap it up. Oh my God.
See you guys season two.
Love you guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Oh, and by the way, we'll keep you posted on when we're coming back on our Instagram. So make sure to follow us at I Have a Story Podcast.
We were just kidding about the bye, the first bye. This is the second bye.
Not for real.
Bye.
See ya.
As we mentioned earlier in this episode, Casey offered to match the cost of he and Alana's helicopter date with a donation to charity. Casey's donation will go to Susan G. Komen, which saves lives by meeting the most critical needs in our communities and investing in breakthrough research to prevent and cure breast cancer. To learn more and to make a donation yourself, you can visit komen.org. That's KOMEN.org.
We know that you're constantly on the go, so we appreciate anything you can possibly do to help spread the word about this podcast. Screenshot this episode, share it on your Instagram story, tag I Have a Story Podcast, and let us know what in particular you were able to take away from today's episode. Because just maybe if you found something valuable in today's content, someone else might too. So we really, really appreciate those shares.
We want to know what you want from this podcast. Send us an email at ihaveastory.info@gmail.com or a voicemail at 629-777-6097. Let us know what topics you want to hear covered or what guests you think might have interesting stories to share.
If you haven't done so yet, please subscribe, rate, and review our podcast wherever you listen.
Higher ratings and good reviews mean more visibility, so we can keep sharing content to keep you entertained.
Trust us, we have so much more to go over and friends to hear from, but we're going to have to save it for later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.